Well, next time she crap in concert, be sure you pick up the crap. They're 100% cotton, Don.
Because you need the money.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. The money doesn't go to me, Don. It goes to support the band and the good works we do.
You have now really crossed the double yellow line.
Would you like one?
No, you have crossed the double yellow line.
Doesn't Anna Nicole Smith look like a fat Courtney Love? I saw her show last.
Hey, I thought we were talking about T-shirts here. The problem here. I was getting lambasted this
for a while.
T-shirt
for a while.
Right.
You were in the no passing zone.
I understand.
But then it ended up that you were able to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were on the double yellow line.
Right, right.
But then you were in a passing zone.
That was in a passing zone. Now I've gone
now
over the yellow line. Yeah.
Now you got red lights in your rearview mirror.
I'll bring one in there. Beautiful.
God damn.
Yeah, the crap logo, and then on the back down, they got the world tour.
But, Mike.
New Delhi?
It's everything that we have ridiculed.
I understand.
For years.
I understand.
You've become that now.
I know.
You've become it.
Hey, it's not like we've gotten the can cozies in yet.
You are a disc jockey with a band.
Disc jockey with a band, yes, I am.
You promote your band gigs?
Yes.
On the radio show?
Yes, I do.
And now.
Yeah, you're good, you.
And now, you're selling T-shirts
at the gigs.
For your band.
No, not all of them. Hey, RJ kind of sells them out of the trunk of his car.
Wow.
We don't, like, set up a table or anything like that. But
all right, Dennis.
They're green and white.
They're green and white. Do you have one, Buzz?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm
did you buy one at the last gig?
As a matter of fact, I
really?
Did.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Do you like them?
Yeah, I love it.
They're 100% cotton.
Embarrassing.
They're 100% cotton, and on the back they have the Crap World Tour
from
2001.
I just want to say, we will have been working together 18 years in December.
Is it 18 years?
Yes.
God damn.
Through those 18 years,
yes,
we have had a policy.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Yes.
That we would never allow ourselves
to sell T-shirts.
To sell T-shirts.
I understand.
To sell coffee mugs.
I understand.
To sell crap.
I know. I've crossed the double yellow line. I'm a whore.
There you
I'm
are.
I'm a cheap, filthy, disgusting street whore. I'm a CGRW.
You have. That's
there
right.
There are some people that know what that means.
Something.
In the way she moves me.
You're something guzzling road whore.
Yes, there it is.
That's what you are.
There it is.
You're a JCRW.
We are running low, too. So we might have to jack that price up.
God.
I'm not even sure. I couldn't even tell you how much they cost. But you know what? It's a value. It's a solid value.
Shut up!
It's driving you crazy.
Shut up!
It's driving you nuts.
Oh, God!
I'm going to get a bunch of stuff now.
It's everything. God damn, it's everything that we stand against.
I understand, Dave.
I should say everything I stand against.
Yeah.
Since you've now crossed over.
You know what you're doing right now?
What?
You're creating urgency.
Yep. First rule of sales.
Right,
everybody will want one.
Create urgency. Buzz loves his.
I do.
Yeah, it's delightful. Rob, do you have one?
No, it wouldn't fit me, Mike.
You need a Mike,
one. You make a comfortable living. You make a more than comfortable living.
I know.
Even giving half your money to your ex-wife, you still make a comfortable living.
Right, right.
You don't need to sell T-shirts.
Would it mean anything to you if I told you that during the course of the year, I am squarely in the red when it comes to my little disc jockey band? Would it mean anything to you?
You can afford it.
I know, but would it mean that I'm not...
You can afford it.
John, I'm not making a dime out of this enterprise. Yeah, actually...
You could afford it.
Might have gone into the black about maybe three months ago with the band.
Yeah, but listen, God damn it, you can afford it.
Yes. What, do you want me to give them away? Would that make you happy?
I'll tell you.
They're very reasonably
priced. First 10 people come to the gate, get a free one.
I've
said it. I've done it. You've made me do it. You've cajoled me into doing it. You have pressured me to...
No, you
first 10
me.
People.
You tricked me.
The eighth caller right now. No.
You tricked me.
Right.
You are a whore.
Yeah.
You are a whore.
Yeah, baby.
You are a Jonathan Brandmeier. You are a Jack Diamond.
Yes, I am. Yes. No, I'm not now. Excuse me.
You are
Excuse me. No. Okay. I'll do it. You know, the guy in the middle, I can't... You know, that hurts me deeply. You know, I just can't be him.
I'm sorry, Jack.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, now you
Ouch.
Hurt. Now that you know, that, just forget it. Forget I even brought up our 100% cotton T-shirts with a green logo.
Damn.
15 apiece, $2.25.
Have you no pride? Have you no pride?
Were they 15 apiece?
15 apiece, two for 25.
Two for 25.
Very reasonable, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. You know what, Buzz?
Yeah.
You are that close to me opening up that Pandora's box. Okay? So you just shut up.
Shut up!
Shut up.
Shut up.
Okay, Buzz?
Okay. You know, Rob, they're a little small for you, but they would fit down.
Yeah.
They would fit. An XL would look good on you.
Mine.
They run a little small.
I don't want to be associated with it.
I understand. I appreciate you giving me the forum to promote the gigs. And the next time the T-shirt subject comes up, you see this?
Zip it.
Mr. McZippelitz. I will not bring it up again. But I cannot guarantee when the can cozies come in.
Whore.
That I'm not going to, you know.
Whore.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir. Jackson.
Should we get the kind that you just put the beer down in, or the kind that have that little bottle thing where you zip it up the
zip
side?
Zip it good.
Zip it good.
And also, I think it needs to be said that somebody has a birthday coming up.
Do not. Do not. Because you know what you're doing?
Creating urgency?
No. That would doubly hurt me.
I know.
Not only to receive a t-shirt, but to know that the proceeds from the gift would go to this man's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, this man who makes more money than you.
Mm-hmm.
And you and all the people in the back room put together times 10.
Don, the thing is, when you surround yourself with quality musicians, though, they can't work for free, you see, so they've got to be paid.
That's why you're the sugar daddy.
So you think that I just don't accept any money for any of the gigs and pay the band out of my pocket? I'm not going to do that. I can't. I have some self-respect. But
No, you don't.
I
know
you
don't.
Musicians.
You are selling t-shirts.
Here's the deal.
At your disc jockey band.
I will make you this promise.
You have no respect.
The proceeds for those t-shirts, let me tell you this, proceeds from those t-shirts.
What, did they go to the Laura O'Mara Fund?
The proceeds.
The Mike O'Mara Legal Fund?
The proceeds will never go into my pocket, and at the end of the year, this coming December, when we celebrate our 18th anniversary, I'll open up the books to you. And I'll let you go down and and I'll look under the t-shirt heading, and I guarantee you will not see one plus sign next to the proceeds going into my pocket, Buster.
A nice CD deposit.
There's no doubt about it.
A certificate of Diaz.
Listen, Marcus.
Yes.
Let's take a moment, though.
Right.
And think about the image that we have tried to craft.
I understand.
Over the last 18 years.
I understand. Well, that was blown when I started the band anyway. I mean, so it's been shot for me. And I expect you to hold it up. Thank you. Thanks for buying the t-shirt. You know, if the merchandise was shoddy, I would tell you right now, but it's quality. They're not embroidered, though. That's a thought. Golf shirts.
To quote my wife.
You're a golfer now. Golf.
To quote my wife.
Yes, yes.
You've just lost 100 points with me. You're out of there. What did he write down for you to say?
Buy a crap blues band Adirondack.
That's right, an Adirondack chair. That's right, we're selling.
Hula. You know, you're all hulas.
The crap blues band hammock.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, Don.
Buzz,
yes.
You don't have to be sorry. I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
I would never talk about that.
All right.
Unless you really, really piss me off. Gotcha. Hello?
Yeah, Don.
Hi.
Hey, my name is Don, too. I'm calling you from 94 WYSP, Northeast Philly.
Right.
All right. Just want to say one thing about the shirts.
Yeah.
You might want to hold up and lay off him just a little bit.
Why?
He went through a divorce. He might not be thinking straight. All right?
Not an excuse.
I'm just all googly crazy.
You might need still a little bit more counseling.
This is the second divorce I've been through with him.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to really...
This is really pushing me over the edge, man.
Would you stop it? Hello, Don and Mike.
That's I'm scrapping plans for the sofa beds.
Hello.
Don and Mike, what's up, Radio Diddy?
Crafted at the R.J. Diaz workshop.
Hi there.
I'm calling from Sacramento.
No, you know what? I'm sorry.
I have one request.
Radio God, Radio Whore.
Now stop it.
I have one request, Don.
What?
Can you please play the hit record Dreams for me, please?
Stop it. It's my anniversary. Stop it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I speak to Mike, please?
Lahore?
Yeah, Mike Lahore, right here.
Now stop it. Hello.
Taking orders, I'd like to order a half dozen extra larges.
You'd like to what?
I'd like to place an order for a half dozen XL T-shirts.
All right, yeah, we'll put you on hold, sir. And no, we don't do that through the radio station. I'm not allowed by law to do that.
You whore.
And I go along with that type
of
thing.
Which law?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what they cost.
Do you really want me to put him on hold?
No.
Domestic law?
No. If I said yes, you'd be just more of you just flailing.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, yes. When and where is the next crap gig?
August 24th at Brady's in Manassas, Virginia.
Wow.
August 24th at Brady's?
I give up.
He's throwing his hands up in the air.
We're just running carrier tone now. Why even do a show? This has been a test of the emergency Mike is a whore broadcast system.
The 100% satin jackets are on order.
When Mike violates our prime directive and becomes a whore again and becomes everything that we have mocked over 18 years, you will hear that sound.
Now, I have a question about that. I understand you've made it somewhat clear how you feel about the T-shirts. This won't supersede. If I don't mention the T-shirts, this won't supersede our other arrangement, right? Still be able to let people know where we're going to be, right?
This concludes this test of the Mike is a Whore broadcast.
You didn't answer me. I'll take all the Mike is a Whores you want. Just got to get that word out.
Ow.
Great. Different alarm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Mike, three words.
Yes.
Bye. A schedule. Hello. Buy some commercial time on the show.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. No, of course, Mike, your plugs, your room, your meals, comps. Please.
Well, boy, the e-shirt take comment.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show.
Leave that to the room.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
I was just wondering, Mike, do you realize you're sounding like Dennis Murphy right now with all the plugs and T-shirts going on?
Yeah, I do, and that hurts me greatly. And, you know, I'm going to have to do some serious soul-searching.
Wah, 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 wah. Wah!
Well, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I jam you all day long, so.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Hello, Don.
Is it
Mike?
Donna?
Hey, Don, you need to give Mike a break, because he made a statement. He said the money does not go into his pocket. It goes right from the T-shirt table right to the bartender's pocket.
Okay. Very true.
Now everybody pile on.
Hello.
Okay.
Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
I wanted to wish you a happy anniversary.
Thanks.
And I wanted to know where I should send your fleece sweater with the crap logo on it.
Wow.
Keep it present.
Just like the one with the military shoulders.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddies. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks.
Don, happy anniversary.
Thanks.
And Mike, wanted to know, when is your line of ties coming out?
That's as soon as I get the rights from the Jerry Garcia Foundation.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yo, Mike.
What?
Yeah, I got my crap T-shirt, man. I think it's just gorgy.
It's gorgy?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
That's a Leo word.
Yes.
We've not heard that for a while. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, my call rate for the free T-shirt.
You know, you don't get a free T-shirt.
Really?
He might be interested in the Mike Warren boxer shorts.
This gig does still matter to me. I mean, I know we're working towards
right. The
next gig.
Yes.
But this gig still matters to me.
Well, I don't think I do that much damage, thank you very much. I'm going out and having fun.
Let me have my fun. Now I'm going to start to... Now I'm getting sad. Now I'm getting depressed.
Good.
Now I'm getting depressed.
You deserve it.
Now I'm not myself.
You deserve it.
Now what? For having a band?
For having a band. No, not for having a band.
For selling T-shirts?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Yes.
All right, well, see who gets the crap mustache comb then.
Hey, Mike.
Here's your friend, Wendell Hall.
Mike, the phone company's here. They want to know where you want to have 877-CRAP-T brought up.
Yeah, yeah.
And where the credit card machine goes.
Thank you, Wendell. Thanks for helping.
Helping.
Thanks, Wendell. Wendell's another one of the people who should be concentrating on his job.
Yes.
Here at the station.
Wendell has nothing to do with the band any longer, though. He has nothing to do with the band.
But he's there all the time.
No.
Really?
No. Oh, God, he hasn't been there. You know, he's been to one gig in 6 months or something.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if you allow taping of your shows for bootleg trading.
Absolutely not.
I got that.
Yeah, we'll nix that. I know, and you people are out there, too. Outside the stadiums.
Don and Mike. Outside the coffee houses. Outside the Starbucks.
Oh, it's very, yeah, where we play often.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What?
You ought to go ahead and buy that airtime for the commercials and then make Don read the commercials.
Well, that would
make him read about.
That's a little out of my price range.
That would cost an awful lot.
That's right.
That'd be great.
Cost an awful lot.
And I'd have to read the commercials, too, because we're a package deal. And you know something? For any other prospective advertisers out there, it's perfectly reasonable.
It's a bargain.
It's a total bargain.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Mike, I'm a music collector. I'm just wondering, what other kind of swag are you going to have coming out?
I need to get
my hands on it.
You know, based on the previous experience, I think we're done talking about it. We're done talking about it.
Hey, Mike, if you were, and God forbid this happened, if you were to die, your music's going to become so much more popular.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, you're coming up to my level, thank you. Okay.
Hey, Mike, here you go. It's mirror image on the phone.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Absolutely.
Who's the most Dennis of all?
Well, we technically have the same, marital status now.
We do. Cool.
Yeah. We're buddies.
We're buddies.
We're just mates.
Hey, Mike, got a condo, come in, party,
right.
Women.
We go to the same dentist?
We do.
Absolutely.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
You and me, buddy.
Hey, Mike, you and I forever.
I'll take him over JD any day of the week. I truly will.
Really?
Yeah, Jack Diamond hurts.
Okay.
Jack Diamond. So now, see, I've tipped my hand. So now there he goes, getting all the Jack Diamond.
You got
that out. Jack Diamond.
Wah, 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 wah.
This guy here on the phone makes me smile. Look at me smile.
Oh, are you doing my fake smile?
I'm doing your fake smile.
Okay. Hey, God, thank you for playing Go Sound.
Dennis Diamond.
And Dennis, thank you for being a friend.
Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy. Hey, I'd like to have a stadium
name.
That's
who my guy's name is, Jack Murphy.
Really?
Hey, goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too, Dennis.
And Mike, go sales.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Goodbye, fellow peddler.
Incidentally, save this tape for me, please. Save the tape. I want to take it with me.
Rob?
There's several members of our crew I'd like to play it for.
You know what? You really got to go to a hardware store.
Right.
And buy me one of those signs that says no peddlers. you know those black signs with the red writing?
Yeah, and no solicitations.
Just like, beware
so
of
you
dogs.
You can hold it up anytime that comes up.
No peddlers. No solicitations. Don and Mike, hello.
No salutations.
Hello. Don?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Hey. No crap band CDs. No nothing of that.
What?
None of that. How about some Charlie?
What?
I'm not idiots, gentlemen.
Professional Mike Kicker honor.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, buddy.
Thank you.
And a quick thing for Harvey Joe Patchell over there.
Wow. Oh, now.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Are we going to have a Mr. Crap Minute every week with the latest product updates?
Hello. On Mike's show.
Sorry, I'm right on that fence now.
Yeah.
I'm walking along that little fence.
The next one is going to set you off.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Good. Hey, Mike, forget about the T-shirts.
Right.
Forget about the chairs.
Yeah.
You need a pen riddled with corn for the band.
I don't get it.
A crap, corn in your crap.
Ah, okay.
Right.
All right, great.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
Well thought out.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was calling to see if I can get an early invite to the Crap CD release party. And do you sell CDs at your shows?
No, we do not. No, we do not. And I'm saving this tape for anybody in the band that wants to.
Donna, Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, question for Mike.
No,
does the band play for special engagements, like birthdays, weddings, and christenings?
Yeah, but I don't talk about it on the show.
God damn.
Okay, do you have a website?
I don't talk about it on the show. Labor of love. What?
What?
I'm defeated. I'm out of gas. I'm out of gas right now. I'm completely out of gas.
Jackson Brown? You running on empty?
Yeah, I'm running on empty.
Don and Mike.
Running on empty, brother.
Hello.
Mike.
Running on empty, bro?
What?
What's your website where I can get T-shirts?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Wrong answer.
DennisMurphy.com.
Dennis Murphy.
Donna Mike.
You might want to talk to John Stevens.
Yeah, Donna Mike, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think, Anton Fig, does he sell T-shirts at the Ed Sullivan Theater after one of the shows? You think he does?
Hey, F you! That's it! That's it! F you, you hump! You kiss ass! Unoriginal effer! Effer! That's it!
Okay.
I'm done!
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck.
Okay.
Bye. Still want to play, Dick?
Oh, Mike?
Yeah, what?
You still there, same guy?
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. It's just fun, you know.
Now you were the last one. It's always that one extra guy that I just can't handle.
Mike, I'm going to be in the front row at Brady's at the end of August.
I might have overreacted to you, sir. I just
listen. This meeting is over.
Yes, this meeting is over. Absolutely.
I'll be in the mosh pit at the end of August at Brady's.
Mosh pit. Hey, that's it. Thanks for getting the club in there twice, though. Thank you.
You know what?
Still, as long as the deal stays, very happy.
Gonna have to penalize you, though.
Why?
Gonna have to penalize
Whoa.
You.
Whoa.
Gonna have to start Whoa. Rationing out the plug.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, all right.
Okay, so right. We'll start right now.
Better be quick with that microphone, then.
We'll start right now.
Yes.
Just like Frida does with me.
Right.
You're at even.
At even.
Even money.
So I have to get chips.
Right now.
All
no,
right.
No. As a matter of fact.
Yes.
You got,
even would be the standard deal.
You've got your standard deal.
All right. Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will honor the agreement.
Yes.
I will honor the agreement, but you press those buttons when the phone calls come in. So I can't control that. That's not fair to me. That's not fair. That is not fair to me.
You started it, though.
I started it today, yes.
You started it today.
And I'm an even. I won't do that again.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, well, how about y'all jumpstart the economy with some nice, good old-fashioned license plate and bumper stickers, you know?
Okay.
It's a crap band.
Whatever. Whatever.
About it.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I don't think you started.
Now it's becoming a real big negative.
Hello, Don. Hello.
Hey, guys. Sonny Roast Beef calling.
Hi, Sonny Roast Beef.
Sonny.
Sonny. Sorry, Sonny.
Hey, Mike.
What?
After each show, are you...
No, no.
Are
done. I'm sorry. I am
no,
vetoing.
Wait.
I am vetoing this conversation.
No, wait, Don.
We are done. We are done eating for the day.
What?
We are done.
Don.
Mike.
There you go. We're done eating for the day.
Rob?
Yes.
Here we go.
I hate to say this. Remove the tellos from Mike, please. Remove.
There.
Remove.
Did I get him off the air?
Yes.
Good.
Remove good. That piece of equipment, please.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing?
I'm not too good, Rob. I'm taking a lot of S right now, and I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah. Just take out that piece of equipment that allows Mike to hang up on a phone call.
Okay. I don't do it very often.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
Absolutely not.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, guys. I'd like to hear Dreams off the Rumors album.
Mm-hmm. We already had a guy call with that.
That's not original.
Donna Mike, hello.
But it was on subject.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I'd like to solve the September 11th problem.
Yeah.
We could just run crap commercials.
All right. I'm done. I am done.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hi, this is Frida, and you're listening to Crap.
Now we're trying to marry the two.
I'm merging them.
Not working.
Donna Mike, hello.
I'm happy. I'd like to see if we can get some crap bobblehead dolls.
Okay. Oh, smite me. Pounce on me heavily.
Okay. We have to break now.
Yes.
To play some commercials
for
clients who actually pay money to promote stuff on the show.
Oh, no.
Because that's how it normally works.
I understand, dude.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, but we're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
You're not supposed to go to the bathroom without washing your hands either.
Touché.
To the top, please. Swim, my pretty.
The Don and Mike Show.
Quit farting. Nasty.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right,
Adam
Nicole, right.
Hold on, I gotta eat something.
They've got 15-pound balls, Ghost Geronimo and Axel Mara.
Got an announcement?
I do. I have succumbed.
Hold on.
The pressure.
You want a timpani?
Yes. Here's the announcement. I don't have to be told twice. I'm a fast learner, a quick study. The Crap Blues Band will not sell merchandise. We will not sell merchandise. We will give it away. We will give you whatever you want. I don't know what, but we will not sell. You will not pay for cups, for t-shirts, or whatever. We'll give them away. I don't know how many, but whatever. We'll give them away.
Mike came in.
I bought them. I paid for them. They're in my garage. We'll give them away.
How many did you buy?
Well, we bought. I don't know. I don't remember exactly. It was the estranged Mrs. O'Mara actually did the purchasing, and the guy that gave me the t-shirts did a logo and did this funny thing about the world tour where we played in London and New Delhi, and I will no longer be selling merchandise at crap events.
Good for you.
This does not change the fact that I will be going into venues and trying to get the most money for my band that I can get.
And you will continue to get your plugs.
But you know what? The bottom line is, you're absolutely right.
You know what? Let me...
That is absolutely right. And I, you know something? I agree. And it will not happen. Not on my watch.
Mike.
Now, the guys of the band might give me a hard time about this, but if they do, they'll have to understand and save me a tape of this little show.
Let me
to actually,
you.
There you go.
Little something.
What's he ready
from
to?
Me to you.
All right.
Something that I think you've lost. And now
you've
found.
I found. Very good. He's writing it down.
Right. One word on a piece of paper.
It's Mojo. Dignity.
Ah.
Thank you, Don. Thank you very much. I will not give up my dignity. Very good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
And I will also tell you that we'll still have t-shirts and stuff, but it will never be, I will never ask you, the listener, to pay for it.
There you go.
Bingo.
And once again,
valid.
The golden boy has risen.
Very good.
Above the fray.
Absolutely. No matter, you know, it'll cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars. But
can the golden boy shine again?
He has.
Yes.
Risen above.
Absolutely.
This is like Jesus resurrecting himself.
I think that's fantastic.
You have gone
I'm happy.
From common whore.
There you go.
To.
You will never say that of me again.
Greedy disc jockey.
Greedy disc jockey. Hello, everyone. That's right. You won't be buying merchandise at our gig. No, siree. It'll all be free.
The Golden Boy.
Buzz?
Yes.
I will refund your money.
Wow.
No one else. Don't worry about it. No refunds will be offered. No refunds will be offered on merchandise already purchased. Thank you very much.
Good choice, Golden
Thank
Boy.
You. Absolutely. That is it. I agree. I understand. I think it's fair.
Where were you? Where will your band next be playing?
In Manassas, Virginia. We'll be playing at Brady's in Old Town Manassas.
The Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
When? Saturday, the 24th of August. Saturday night. And you know what? I make this guarantee to you. At the next fan gig, I will give away one T-shirt.
At least.
And you know what? Here's the good part. Maybe more. How about that, huh? Yeah. No whore here. Thank you very much. Very happy. What are you writing, John Donovan?
Now,
writing again. What are you writing down now?
Oh, no.
I have a garage full. I do indeed. 10 years worth of gigs. He's writing something else down.
I just lost some dignity.
Yes, I did.
A little bit.
10. All right. He's writing something else down. Another note. Not an effing chance.
Well, let me just say, not an effing chance. Enough people would show up.
Oh!
For that to happen.
Oh, that's so cruel.
Ouch.
That is so cruel.
I wrote give them all away.
Right.
No.
No, we'll give them away. I won't be charging anything for merchandise ever again.
All right, that's the bottom line.
But I'll be getting merchandise. You bet your ass. I'll be getting every piece of crap you can get. I'll be getting lots of different things. We'll give them away, though. That's it. Bobblehead dolls, pens, leather binders, school supplies.
All right,
there we go. And thanks for the plug.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm always happy to plug, even though I like busting your balls about having a DJ band.
I understand that, and that's true. But you're right.
Just the double yellow.
You're right.
With T-shirts.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? When it's been brought up to me about that, I always probably had a little factor. So, I mean, that's good. I agree.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
And I am not in control of the sales on eBay.
Hey, Mike, I collect a lot of DJ band memorabilia. Could I please get one of the free T-shirts now?
Yeah, we'll see.
Now?
No, we'll see. I'm not giving them away on the air. It's a separate thing.
Right.
Totally separate thing.
What other DJ band memorabilia do you have?
I have Jack Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Kirk McEwen T-shirt. You know, his band from 98 Rock. I think he used to... Yeah.
So you collect memorabilia from DJ bands?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Get some Grease Man merchandise.
Ah, there we go.
You're in good company.
I am flying now.
Out of the gate.
We can start a museum.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Are you done thinking?
Yeah, I'm done thinking. No.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, how are you?
I'm fine.
Don, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Mike, I was just on the Crap Worldwide Fan website. And I'd like you to verify the validity of a post that MTV has contacted you for the next version of Cribs.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Looking forward to the show.
We're having the crew come out to the rental this weekend.
Good day to you, sir.
My rental home.
Thanks. Bye.
Is that going to be the sound when they do the crew out there?
No, that was for the caller.
Yeah.
I mean, at least be funny.
Come on.
Try to be funny.
All right. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to move forward.
Don and Mike, hello.
Sonny Roast Beef calling back.
Boo.
Hey, Mike.
No, Sonny Roast Beef, I hung up on you before.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
First of all, that guy that collects DJ memorabilia needs a new hobby.
What was that word?
New hobby.
No, the word before that.
It starts with M.
Oh, memorabilia.
Ah, very good.
There you go.
I'm from the Eastern Shore, you have to excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wanted to let Mike know the high demand for some free crap in Ocean City.
There's plenty of free crap in Ocean City.
Yeah. Not Mike O'Meara's crap.
All right. I'm done talking about it. I'm tired.
He's done.
Sorry, I'm getting a headache.
Okay.
I like to control the way the...
Mike O'Meara's crap.
Mike O'Meara's crap.
He even said your name the wrong way.
O'Meara. Well, some jingle singers did that once, so that's all right.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
Yeah, this is Harry Goldstein, and I'm a listener to Jew and Jew. Did I hear the word free?
Mike, hello.
Hey, Mike, how you enjoy driving your monogrammed convertible?
What? I don't get that.
How do you enjoy driving your monogrammed convertible?
Harvey
like Jack
Jones
Diamond.
Reference.
Oh, does he have a monogram? Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, name
Sonny
right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I got through.
Oh, get out of here. Donna, Mike, hello. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
Come on, dude. What do you want, bro?
I don't know, dude.
What can we do for you, bro?
Oh, man. I was just goofing around with the phone.
The phone is not a toy, young man.
Thank you, son. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Hello?
Mike.
What?
How do we book your band?
We don't do it on the show, sir. We promote it like when we're going to be somewhere, okay? Don't worry about it.
Okay. And Don, Blue Rock Inn in Washington, Virginia, for your anniversary.
What?
Go to nice bed and breakfast for you and Frida.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You hear that?
We're on hold somewhere.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like bleeding over from that Korean station.
Hello.
Did you have us on hold?
Yeah.
That is so obnoxious.
Oh, hold on. Hold on for your crap.
What is she doing?
I don't get it. She obviously works somewhere.
Uh-huh.
When you put on hold, you hear this stuff.
Right.
Music to make you suicidal.
Like when you call like Mason.
And you're sitting there, time is money, trying to make a trade.
What are you doing?
What are you doing to us?
No, you know I love you guys.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, honey?
I'm having fun with my hold button. I wanted to see what the music sounded like.
I'll hold your button.
That's one way.
I'll rip that button off.
Rip it off.
Rip the knob off.
I'll rip that button off. I'll chew it. I'll eat it.
Really?
It'll come out in my number two.
But before you do that, rub it between your thumb and forefinger.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi.
It's Lou from Scranton, PA. How are you?
Hi, Lou.
Mike, I just wanted a question. Would it be possible to copy the Radio Horse Handbook? Is that at all possible or no?
Can everybody back off?
You know, everybody just give it. It's old now, okay? You know, it's enough.
Guys, we love you.
It's enough.
Stop
and I'm
now.
Starting to get mad again.
Someone's playing their own tone. I get jokes.
Now the question is, how long can he stay on that? How long can he hold it?
Oh,
you can't do the sustain?
No.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
Oh, there you go.
It's over.
He quit.
Redwood Creek.
We can't do it. Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
Hey, let me do.
Oh, you can't.
Rob.
I know what now. Punch up 444.
Oh, my God.
Warning. Warning.
What are you doing?
He's sending a fax.
Stop it, Rob.
You don't like that?
Oh.
Is that you doing the doo-doo?
I won't give up.
You won't quit. Oh. Oh.
Stop it.
Stop.
Rob, stop it. Stop. Stop it. I'm serious. Stop it. Now we're back to just the guy on the phone.
Never.
What did he say?
I think he said never, meaning he'll never stop.
You got issues, sir.
All right. I'll leave him on hold. And let's see. I'll go back to the line.
Right. See how long he can sustain it.
From time to time.
Surprise him.
And let's see.
Oh, my
cuts.
Don and Mike, he said. What's this voice he's using? Let me hear your voice again.
Say something. Talk.
Come on.
No, don't play a different tone.
Speak.
I'll catch him. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, it's Rick. How you doing?
Hi, Rick.
I just wanted to say I enjoy. I really.
Yeah, conference calls together. Still there. What, Rick?
There was one tragedy that you forgot to mention. Mike's pink shirt with his wife beater and his jeans and sandals the other week when he was out and about in Manhattan.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, who are you, dude?
Hey, bro.
I mean, what? I mean, you're talking about something I wore?
Yes.
Yes, and well, speak up and be spoken to. Identify yourself. Sneaky guy.
When you were out and about.
What's that?
When you were out at the bar you were at.
Yes.
You ran out of cigarettes, and I gave you a couple before I left.
Yes, what's your name?
Rick.
Have I met you?
Yes.
Yes, so you're calling the radio show to bust my balls?
Yes.
You wish to meet me again sometime?
Yes.
Okay, remember, identify yourself as this caller.
Hold on. Let me just get this straight.
I'm taking way too much crap right now.
But this is the guy who met you?
I guess so, obviously.
Where did you meet Mike?
It was at a bar he was at.
Right.
He said he hangs out at.
Right. Yeah.
And why did you call in?
Just for the heck of it.
Oh, Mike, it's on the screen now. Did you have a pink shirt on?
Yeah, I talked about it. I talked about the pink shirt and the white beater that I wore.
Oh, that's what Bart
talked about
that
on the radio.
Right. Hello?
I'm here.
And?
Well, that's it.
What's the point?
There isn't any.
What a dick.
Then why'd you call?
For the heck of it. Just to bust down Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, fine. Are you happy?
How did you bust on Mike, though?
I don't know.
I mean, you didn't.
I guess I get the DA of the Day award, huh?
Yeah, I suppose King of the Dumbasses might be appropriate.
Right.
You're today's winner.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
I hate guys like this.
I do, too.
I really hate
don't
guys
ever come
like
up
this.
To me again. Don't give me anything.
I hate don't callers.
Don't let me see your ass again.
I hate callers like this. This guy, if he had a brain in his head, he would just eject. He would just hang up. He would pull a Top Gun. Right. He would eject and go to his parachute.
Well, it's the courageous ones that come late to the party. You know, the non-original idea, and they come late to the party.
See?
And then you have nothing to say.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're here, but you have nothing to say. So what are you doing?
Listening to you guys.
No, but what are you doing? What is the purpose of the call?
Say hello.
Okay, you've said hello.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, hang up. Thank you.
I really pray that I run into him again.
Same guy on line six. Listen now. Don't take that tone with me.
What did you say to me?
Don't take that tone with me.
Can I have a free T-shirt?
You can't.
Why not?
Mike's not giving them away.
No.
I'll be here all day talking.
All right. We'll see.
Oh, God.
We'll see.
My God.
I got him like halfway.
He'll be here till midnight.
Free T-shirt.
A free T-shirt. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're getting some more slapback echo on the phones.
What's happened?
I don't know.
What has happened?
I don't know.
My
problem
God.
With your phones. Problem with your phones.
No problem with our callers. Problem with our callers. See? Do you see?
Do you see? Oh, God. I have a headache. For a variety of reasons.
I'm sorry.
My God.
I love this segment. I love it.
Oh, man.
Lock it for best of. You'll hear it in 6 months.
Absolutely. Enjoy it.
There he is.
Still there.
All right, we'll see how long he's willing to go with it.
I bet he stays. Oh, I bet he's got staying power.
So?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, what with employment and all being what it is.
We'll find out during these commercials.
There he goes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What brings you here?
I heard about your trouble with Batu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you. He's my own student. The five city monks, they've all been killed. It was Batu and his gang.
Where's Batu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What do we do?
As for fuck you, deal with him as you think fit.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe. In desperate need of a good Becky.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Still there.
He's consistent.
That is still. Still there. Give me a second. Call the special gal on the special day. Make sure that she wasn't listening to the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Right.
Come
on, sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Same to you, Sugar Bear.
I love you.
I love you, too. I've been listening to everyone calling you and wishing you a happy anniversary like you did it all by yourself.
Well, I have. I've carried the weight of the marriage on my back for 21 years.
Yeah, I do. Because you're a saint.
Now, no BS, no kidding. I bought you a gift. And I know you said I didn't have to buy you a gift, but I bought you a gift. And I bought you a pretty goddamned expensive gift.
You know, I could barely get the radio show when I was leaving the beach this morning.
Okay. Did you hear?
I heard something that sounded like it was you bought me a crematorium or something.
No.
I don't know what you got.
No.
Some kind of urn to put ashes in.
Oh. She heard it.
Urn.
Oh, he's crestfallen, Frida.
He's crushed.
Well, why would you buy? I thought I was mistaken. I thought I wasn't hearing right or that I missed part of the story. Why would you have bought me something for ashes?
Now, I thought it might go this way.
Okay.
I thought it really might go this way.
I bought an urn that says on it, my beloved husband. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm still waiting to understand. Keep going.
It's like a gag.
A gag.
Oh,
because,
oh yeah. You know, and women love gag jokes on their anniversary.
Because you can't wait for me to die.
And you, you know, it'd be funny if you got like a new, it'd be thoughtful if you included a brand new life insurance policy with that.
You know what would really be funny?
What?
If inside the urn, as long as you know about it, and I'm saying urn, not urine.
Right.
Yeah.
If inside of that was another gift that maybe wasn't a comedy gift. What would you think about that?
Well, I would like that. But just to correct one misconception.
Yes.
I spend all of my time trying to get you to be healthier.
I know. Which is why it's funny that I got you an urn that is engraved that says, my beloved husband.
Yeah, but you said because I'm anxious for you to die. And I do everything I can to try and keep you on Earth longer.
I know you do. That's why it's funny.
All right, my darling.
And wait till you see it. It's a knockout.
Where am I supposed to put this, my darling?
On the mantle.
On the mantle.
We have no mantle.
You have to fire a mantle now.
No, what do we have over the fireplace?
We have a contemporary house. It doesn't have a mantle.
Do you have any nooks and crannies where you, like, put a lamp or something like that?
I'm not putting it in my nook or cranny.
No, honey, you put it in that thing by the TV in the family room where we've got the pictures, and we've got the, the crap.
Yeah, the crap. Okay, all right, good.
All of the family stuff.
All right, my darling.
Okay, trust me, you're going to love it.
Okay, I'm laughing. You probably can't hear it, but I'm laughing already.
Have you purchased your husband an elaborate, expensive gift?
I can answer that, Mike.
No.
I know what I'm getting him. I'll have it by the time I see him.
That's very cryptic.
Well, I don't want to say it, and I'm smart enough not to say it on the air like some people say their gifts on the air.
Honey, that's the joke gift.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, really, you didn't need to buy me anything.
Oh, no, hold on a second. I wish there was a lie detector hooked up to this phone. I don't have to buy you anything.
Put it on, Parker.
I told you on Friday that you didn't have to buy me anything.
Yeah, but you and I both know that's just not true. When we meet for dinner tonight, if I'm there empty-handed and I really just gave you a card, you would not be pleased.
Sugar Bear, yes, I would. You know, you don't get me. You don't understand me. And maybe that's why we still enjoy being married to each other, because, you know, once you figure somebody out, maybe it becomes boring then. But I really, when I say that,
I know you.
I meant it. You don't have to get me a present. A card would
have been fun. Which means get me a present.
Your love is gift enough.
It doesn't.
Listen.
I cannot.
You're going to love the urn, and you're going to love what comes with the urn.
Did you call it a urn again?
Yes, I did. The urn.
The urn.
The urn.
Urn.
Did you really say urine?
Yeah, I said you're going to love the urine.
It's urn, like you earn your money.
Yes, you're going to love
an urn.
The urn.
With urine.
You're going to love the urn.
It's a urn urn.
I was at Tyson's Corner, and I went in one of these stores where they had, like, all of this flatware and stuff like that, and I was just looking around in the back of the store.
Right.
I see on the back shelf urns. And already written on the urn is, my beloved husband.
That's incredible. I've never seen that in the store.
And I thought, wow.
Be funny with all the talk of death that goes on between you two.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy death day. All right, I'll see you. I love you.
All right, I love you too, boo-boo.
All right, happy anniversary,
bye-bye.
Baby.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, you really could get a really good piece of pleasure out of it. If she doesn't like it, go back, wait till there's a different salesperson, go back to the store and say, I feel so much better. I was wondering if money back.
No, here's what you do. If you take it back, you take it back and go, we put the ashes in this, but it just didn't feel right. So we actually put the ashes in another urn and just hand it to the person at the sales counter and see how they react. The ashes were in here, but they it didn't look right.
We're looking for something more contemporary.
And fill it with ashes.
Yeah.
No, seriously, they fill it with fireplace ashes or cigar. Take out of your ashtray. And then, like, when you open it, have ashes come up. Oh!